Now.
Hello.
Hi, guys. We're live.
Live from the basement.
Live from the basement. If it sounds like a basement, don't judge us. We live from the basement like Big Ticker.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the basement.
He was in the basement.
That was nice.
He might still be in the basement.
Oh. Ticker, where are you?
Hey. All right. So, today's episode is...
Ficky, ficky. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
When is it time to let go?
Of everything.
Yes.
And whatever you thought about first, that's what you need to let go.
Like, you know what I thought about first? For me. I thought about bills.
Oh. Don't let those go, guys. Don't let them go.
Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD.
All right, so today we're letting go and we're letting God.
Letting God.
Letting go of these bills.
Right.
Letting go of people.
We let go of people all the time. You canceled.
Black people always quick to cancel somebody.
Y'all love canceling stuff. Canceling plans.
Right.
Canceling people. That is funny.
We seriously need to stop letting go of people, though. Just teach them the way.
So that'll be the first thing. You too. Oh, you're canceled. If you're above 30, you have the ability to be canceled for your foolishness.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was foolish yesterday.
Oh. But we didn't know about it.
Oh, okay. I'm not canceled then.
Right. We won't cancel your plan just yet.
So, this episode came about because...
of Magic Johnson. Well, first of all, a lot of people are letting go of their careers and their situations... this past week, really, that we've heard about. You know, Magic Johnson, with him stepping down from the Lakers as president. And now, I'm not a sports fanatic, but it sounded like a big deal.
Yeah.
It sounded like a really big deal. And from what I heard him saying, he was just saying, I'd rather be the big brother, and, you know, it's not fun
anymore.
It's not fun. He couldn't go see Dwayne Wade retire, which he let go.
Right.
You know? And then also, like, with Wendy Williams, she finally!
Yeah, it's...
filed for divorce, which is a sad case, but, you know, she was holding on, going hard for her husband, Mr. Hunter, the whole time.
Yeah, I just think she knew the whole time.
I do think she knew, and that's what we can talk about when it comes to letting go, is I think she just got too embarrassed. Everybody knew. It's one thing for you to know, but when everybody else knows.
So you think it was embarrassment?
I think that had something to do with it. Like, you're on national TV getting played on a daily basis by somebody that you're supposed to lay your head down next to every night. You're getting asked about it to the point where people don't even want to tune into your show because they'd rather you talk about yourself since mm-hmm. you built up this rapport to speak about everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? So you're taking hiatus, 21 days, doing this, taking care of this, and doing this. And everybody can see stress.
Yeah, true.
You know, so I really passing out
and stuff.
Right, like you're going through a lot, and I don't think people really. I see people pointing the finger more so because of the fact that she speaks about people all the time. We talked about this last week, but
yeah,
I think the letting go part came from her finally realizing that it wasn't just their marriage anymore; it was everybody else's opinion to have.
I think that's a messed up reason to let go, though, because of embarrassment.
Why?
I mean, it's one thing if you don't agree to be... I mean, nobody agrees to be cheated on, right? Mm-hmm. But you can have arrangements. But embarrassment, I don't think it's a reason to let go.
Well, yeah. I'm saying in the sense of, like, embarrassment as far as the outside of opinion, okay. Like, if people are making fun of you, like, oh, your husband's a dirtbag, da, da, da. But if you're somebody who usually keeps your business private, and your business technically has been private for 20 years with the same person, if all of a sudden the agreement that we had, whether it is me letting you do whatever, or me letting you do this, or not really caring, realizing I don't have time for this, do what you need to do, is being plastered everywhere to the point where you don't even care about me anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the embarrassment came about. Yeah. Not so much like everybody's talking about me. She's used to people talking about her.
Right.
But it came to a point where, okay, now even what's going on privately in my home has become the public opinion of everybody else because you allowed it to be that way.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's so true. Do people really talk about Wendy Williams though?
I mean, I don't really think people care too much about anybody for real, but I think people are focused in on her
because she can't handle it.
She can't handle it.
Yeah, that's
true. They're focused in on her because she's so used to being in a position of reading people, putting people in their place and all this other stuff. So, hey,
That's true.
The way the cookie crumbles. Crumble cake.
Crumble cake. Damn. I love crumble cake.
Right. Coffee crumble fiber bars.
I know. I eat too many of those. I have to let those go. Don't need no more fiber in my life. Oh, man. But yeah, the career thing has been a big deal. Speaking of careers, music careers.
Lord, let it go. Let it go.
Like, when is it time to let go of that music career? Because,
I would say nobody really comes to the top of my head when I think, like, wow, you really just need to let it go. Maybe the position.
I can name a few people. Anybody on Love and Hip Hop should just let it go.
But are they really trying?
Well, okay. Let me say this. Love and Hip Hop, for artists who have been out there and you're now on Love and Hip Hop and you're trying to resurface your career, let it go. Like, nobody's... I think it started with the whole Jim Jones thing. Like, Jim Jones being on, and he was always in the studio. Like, nobody's looking for you.
But his album was also really good.
Wait, who... Which one?
He just had an album come out last year. Like, Jim Jones' album was actually really good.
Yeah, but the fact that nobody knows about it.
Like, I listened to it, but that his album was actually really good. But that's also years after Television, too.
What's Kimbella's...
Jewel Santana.
Like, dog, like, nobody's looking for you.
I think, I can honestly say, I feel like him and Jewel Santana had, like, a backing with Dipset and people in his camp and, you know, getting the features. I think the same thing happened to him and Tierra Marie from the outside looking in. They came up at the same time as somebody else that blew up and blew past them. So there wasn't a lane for them to be who they were at the moment. Because Jewel Santana and Lil Wayne pretty much came out around the same time. Tia Marie and Rihanna pretty much came out around the same time.
Yeah, true.
So, I don't know about letting go, because you may... Like, Tiger Woods. Shout out to the boy Tiger Woods.
He just wanted... Yeah, true, he did.
Yeah, he was doped up, feet out, going through the most, baby mama drama, all kind of stuff. Like, but after 11 years, he never gave up and still won something. I don't get tennis. I don't know what it is. Put the ball in the hole, call it a day.
That's not tennis, boo.
Oh. See what I'm saying?
Wrong.
I don't get... That's the... Wait.
Golf.
Oh. Okay.
She definitely does not watch sports. So, moving right along. I don't get tennis. When you
put the ball in a hole. I don't, ain't no holes in tennis.
Uh-uh.
That's funny. That's Serena.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to get out more.
Maybe. Or just watch TV.
Oh, yeah. But no, those, like baseball, very boring.
Unless you're at the game with a beer and a hot dog.
That's true. Intoxication at baseball games is pretty fun.
It is.
Basketball games, I feel the same way about those. They're exciting because everybody else is excited when you watch them on TV.
But I love going to basketball
games.
I
like going to basketball games.
And football games.
Too cold.
Love football games.
Like, people get carried away. It's too cold. Like,
it's just, okay. Not just sport, huh?
Yeah. What happened to, like, fun stuff? Softball.
What? It's the same as baseball. The ball is just bigger.
Soccer seems like it'll be fun to go to. I can't watch that on TV either.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, the screen is too widespread. I'm focusing. My head is hurting.
When should sports people let go?
When your body doesn't feel the same going up for that layup like it did 12 years ago.
You know your knees hurt.
Right. You know you're landing. Because that's probably, I don't know why Dwayne Wade retired. Did you hear anything on that? I don't
know why, but I think.
I feel like it was another fun thing for him, too. I don't think it was fun for him anymore.
Probably not.
Like, you were on this, you had your three amigos and the Heat championships. Everybody split ways.
Not only that, when you think about basketball sports, period, you never really have a home. Because at any time, you can be traded. At any time, you know, like, when you buy a home in Atlanta, right? But then 2 years from now, you can be traded and have to go to L.A., like, you have, there's no stability.
That's true.
Also, I feel like sports is like new, like, slave trade, to be honest.
Right. Especially because they can just uproot your life like
that. Uproot your life, take you away from your family. Like, I'm not a big fan of that whole thing. But, yeah.
Like, have you ever looked at a player and say, like, I can tell, like, this person loves to play ball? Like, I don't know if any players play like that anymore. Like, not that I hear.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like,
what's the name does?
Who?
What's his name? Damn it. It's on, plays for the Warriors. Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah.
He's having fun.
And that's why they're not about to let go of him. He's not getting traded anywhere.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
He's having a good time.
Like, other people, you have one injury, it's like, oh, hell. I gotta go. Get ready to go here the next year. I feel like when they start trading you a lot, and I could be speaking out the ass. I really don't know. But it seems like people are giving up on you. The more you have to go here, go there, go up here, see what you got over here.
But I think sometimes the players can make, like, when they're free agents, it's like, who is paying the most for you, basically?
I mean, but paying the most, that's one thing, but also I thought it was about the rings and being with a team that's going to actually do something instead of feeling like, oh, we're going to go play at a high school homecoming game.
And yeah, I think it just depends on the athlete.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm not a big sports person either.
Yeah.
I like to watch, but I don't know the technical body terms. So, yeah. But I think with musical artists, I think a lot of them just need to let go of their careers. I think Nicki Minaj just needs to, she need to do what Magic Johnson did. You just need to be big homie.
She's not going to be in that position because she doesn't have a good rapport with the youngins. So she's going to have to keep making music.
Or just do features then. Like, you don't need to come out with another body of work.
You don't think so?
No, like, we know that you are talented, right? You've done your thing. But I don't know if she'll ever make another body of work that is listen worthy. I don't.
Did you listen to her before?
I was just about to say, and then again, I never really listened to her like that, but
I've played her first couple albums, I guess Pink Friday and stuff like that. I played those all the way through, but I don't really.
And Jaden is a Nicki Minaj fan, and even she's like, yeah, it's about that time, Nicki.
But has she really done enough? Like, do you think Ciara needs to stop making music?
Her last couple of songs, did she come out with an album? We should be ashamed that her last few songs were dope, but I think she took such a big break in between that if she wants to come back,
she still won't have the same impact as me though. I mean, to me though, because what she came out with was doing all that backbend stuff. Oh, my goodies, my goodies. I don't think people want to do that anymore. Like, City Girls is taking over the twerking music.
True.
What else are people doing?
I don't know.
Taking drugs. We got all the rappers for those.
Yeah. I think we have I always have this argument, not argument, but this debate with you two about, like, Jay-Z. If Jay-Z would have never, if he would have come back and done music on his own, just put out a body of work by himself when he decided to come back,
mm-hmm.
It would have sucked.
And it did.
No, it didn't.
Kingdom Come was terrible. Kingdom Come was terrible. That was my.
But
that
when
was,
he so
that he, was the album that he came. Ooh, it's the night. So Beyonce and that album was bad.
Yeah,
to me.
I guess
that
so.
That album was.
But then
terrible.
He redeemed himself and he did a project with
Kanye,
and then now his whole thing is being with Beyonce.
Yeah,
like, that's how he is staying relevant, by connecting with relevant people.
And he, I feel like that also made it fun for him, probably.
Again. Yeah, because he's done everything else. Mm-hmm. But 444 was dope.
It was.
It was actually really good. Yeah, it was really good. They've done a good job of allowing their audience to grow with them. They've grown with their audience.
And for them to speak back and forth. Because everything I feel like we've always been concerned about or wanted to know about them, they've expressed in their music. So it's like they're watching. They're just not responding when we want them to.
Right. That and they speak about things that you're going through in your own life.
Yeah.
And so that's why they remain who they are.
Because at the end of the day, they still are very young.
Yeah, they are. Young as far as age, but not young as far as their careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it, like, cool to me. Because it's like their age is young for the number or the years that they've been in this music industry. They should have been out of here.
Yeah, very true. You know? But they've done a great job with growing, allowing their audience to grow with them, which I think a lot of artists don't do.
Or they don't grow themselves.
They don't grow, right. Because they don't keep
trying to make that same, like, repetition, repetitive. Like, no, do you not realize your fans are 30?
Right.
We're not 15 anymore.
Right, I don't want to hear that.
Right. Little Bow Wow, we just don't know, okay?
I don't, yeah, he probably should stop.
He should stop.
But has he made any new music?
I'm sure he has, but I stopped listening to him when he paired up with Omarion. I did not like that. And I was a fan of both of them. Both of them.
Yeah, but they didn't allow you to grow with them.
Yeah, it's just, but Omarion, he wanted to do something by himself so bad, and everything was just not good.
Icebox was good.
Icebox was one song. Okay. And then, remember, Carrie Hilson didn't let him live it down, because that's when everybody was telling people, oh, I wrote this. So he didn't even write the song. That's when I started feeling bamboozled by artists, too. Like, y'all ain't even talented like that.
I'm a ghostwriter.
I'm a ghostwriter. Nobody wants to be in the shadows anymore. I'm a ghostwriter for your favorite.
I'm going to write a song for somebody.
But yeah, I think that the artist, when it's not fun, because we can tell, like, you know, who's one of my favorite artists? Chris Brown. When he was going through all of his trauma and stress, you can tell his body of work was like.
But some artists make better music when they're going through something. Like, for example, Mary J. Blige.
R&B singers.
When she was going, but that's what Chris Brown is.
No, he's not.
What is he?
He's a pop icon star.
Doug.
He is. If you really think about it, he can sing, yay, but he makes good music.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
I've never really listened to Chris Brown either.
Yeah, Chris Brown actually makes really good songs. You know how somebody's like, oh, you're talented, you rap, but you don't really keep my attention. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people like that now. Like, you have a lot to say, but I just don't feel like listening to it.
That's true.
You know, but Chris Brown makes really good songs.
Yeah. You know who picks really good feature artists and does really good hooks? Huh. Wale.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Like, he picks really good artists to have.
He knows what he wants to sound like. Right. I'll give it to him.
But I don't remember any of his raps. Like, I don't remember. Like, I can't.
I just hate the fact that I see his emotions.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And it's not so much a bad thing because that's the Wale I feel like most people like his fan base to me. Okay. All right.
I think people want to know. I think people want to know who you are, right? They want to know. But when you start going to Twitter, it's like the president. When you start going to Twitter and social media, and that's what Cardi B has to be careful.
Yeah.
Because just make the music. And yes, we are in the social media. Everybody wants to put their feelings out there and all that stuff. But when everything is so negative, like, you don't have to respond to everything. Yeah. You know that people are going to say something back. Just focus on what you're doing. And like you said, if you're having a good time doing it, then none of that other stuff matters. Like, what did she win? She won a Grammy for what?
Best Rap?
I think so. And then she went on Instagram.
Oh, about talking about people don't
think she deserves it. Who who cares?
Like, you got it. Why are you
not right? Why are you focusing on the people who say that you shouldn't have it? It's like somebody's always going to think you don't deserve something.
Yeah.
Right? Who cares? As long as you know, you don't have to explain it to us. You know, yeah. It makes me not dislike you, but it makes me like not pay that much attention to you if everything
because you're focused on the wrong thing.
You're focused on the wrong thing. Focus on me. I'm the one who was rooting for
and
you.
And it's so funny how you always see the fans, like, you always respond. Like, people really feel like they have to cuss you out in order to just get a response from their favorite right. artist. Like, that's sad.
Yeah.
It's like I have to say something messed up to you for you to be like, oh.
Right.
Yeah, well, I just love you.
Yeah. Just focus on the people who are rooting for you. Stop focusing. That's what y'all need to let go.
Yeah.
That negative, yeah. These haters
that ain't even real. You click on their profiles, like, where are your pictures?
Right.
Show yourself.
And they're always private with like 100 and something, you know, followers.
No picture, a picture of a cat.
Right. Like, they're not real. And if they are, who cares? Like, they don't care about you. Let go.
That's what I said. When somebody's stopping your flow of things, that's something to care about. But if they all tuned in to get the views for the Grammys that you won that they say you didn't deserve, what you mad for? That's
true. They watched. They watched. Yeah. Let go of that mess.
Yeah. As far as the Wale thing goes, it saddens me because I do really like him, but I feel like he whines all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's always whining. Like, nigga, sorry. Ooh, we not supposed to say that. Just make the music.
Wait. When did we let go of the N-word?
We didn't.
When did we let that go?
Right.
All
right,
maybe we... Nah, I'm not letting it go.
I was about to say, should reconsider, resubmit? No, we not.
Right.
With an A, not an E-R.
Not nigger.
Nigger.
Nigga. Yeah.
The Tupac one.
Whenever you let go of something.
I usually let go of, like, things that... that aren't fun for me anymore. And my definition of fun is not like, oh my God, jumping on a plane. It's so fun. But like a feeling, like for me, it's usually people. Like, I've quit jobs, made it my last day, the day that I decided to just wake up like, wow. That's usually how I quit. Like, I'm not a 2-week notice kind of person because I don't need 2 weeks to tell you that I'm miserable. Okay. I don't like what I'm doing. I haven't liked it for a while. I have to build up the momentum to want to put in a 2 weeks notice, but I'm going to just make this my last day. That's my speech. Thank y'all.
I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks. Right. That was my 2 weeks notice. And today I'm done.
Right. That's pretty much what it is. Like, yeah, I'm over it. But it's more so for me when stuff isn't fun.
Yeah.
Or I'm thinking too much about it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm stressing too much about something that it makes me uncomfortable. Anxiety goes through the roof. Blood pressure swell up in your ankles.
Oh, no. Your arteries.
Right. I can't. Like, especially with, like, people. Like, have you ever hung up with somebody and you just know in your feeling that it's going to be the last time you hang with them?
Yes.
Like,
or you're talking to somebody on the phone and you're like, you know what? I don't think, hey, let me call you back.
Yeah. And you just know you're never going to talk to them again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's usually, it's like when nothing... When first meeting people, but friends I've known for, like, time, just, it doesn't feel the same. Like, I don't get excited to see you. I'm not going to say I don't care what's going on with you, but I have no interest. That's it, for the most part. One of my interests is, like, gone.
Yeah, I can feel that. Mine, most of the time, would be people.
Yeah.
Would be people.
It's like that feeling is real, that snap out of it. Like
no, all right,
I really don't like you.
I respect you.
Right.
If I see you, I can be cordial, but I'm not going to go out my way to, hey, let's hang out.
Yeah.
That's my way. I think
that's usually, like, for me, that's how I know I'm really done with somebody, when there's no bad blood. Because, you know, you can get mad at somebody and just be like, man, I ain't never talking to you, but you know good and well you waiting for them to act funny or something.
Right.
When it's just like, I really don't care about what you're talking about. And I wish you all the best, but I'm just not your person.
Yeah. For me, it was... I didn't need people to, I guess, be on the same level as me. I didn't need people to see things the way I saw them. Because I may not be on your level. I may not see things the way you see them. But if every time I call you or talk to you, my thing is, if I say, oh, how you doing? I'm making it, you know, I mean, it's I'm trying. It's like, damn, you've been trying for 10 years now. Yeah. It's like, there has to be something else
that you can say that, yeah, I'm not a small talker either.
Yeah. It has to be something like, what are you trying to do? I don't understand why are we still trying?
Yeah.
That can't be your whole answer. Let go and let God.
Let go and let God deal with it.
Yeah, let go of these bills.
I need to stop opening mail and throwing it away.
What?
Because ever since I expressed that, I'm like, mail makes me nervous. I just throw it in the trash.
I wonder how many people that happens to. Because when you said it, I was like, damn, that's the same as me. Like, I don't like looking at mail.
Yeah, like, I don't want to read. Like, granted, you have to read stuff. You have to know what you need to pay for. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it, like, when something is passed through or that ticket comes in the mail with your car and you just drive and looking all cute and then the ticket, $50!
Like, ah! Yeah.
So I write it down and throw it away.
Oh.
I can't.
I remember I used to just let mail just pile up. And I had, like, a bag of mail that I had never opened.
I have mail like that, too.
Never opened.
Shredded and keep it moving.
I got I overpaid a credit card one time. And I put it in
a... Who got them type of problems? We talking about broke problems. I overpaid.
No. Yeah, I was broke. But this is the messed up part. Because I didn't open my mail or look at it, I put it in the shredder, and it was a check that they had sent back to me. Now, granted, I think the check was only for like 10, 15 bucks, but I say only, but that was like, that's gas.
Right. That's a check.
Maybe a meal. Right. And I put it in the shredder, and I realized it was a check because you know how it goes to the shredder and you can kind of see parts of it. You know what a check looks like. Yeah. I was like, ever since then, I open every day. You
gotta open them things. Them the settlement checks that come in all the time from them things?
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Like, ooh, I thought this was a little... They coming to do the roofing on the house. Look at me.
That was a settlement check. $52. You done let go of the wrong... You done let go of the wrong thing.
And those things come in handy. Like, what? I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
I got Red Bull checks.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, so let go. When you're doing your spring cleaning, don't just spring clean your house.
Spring clean your phone.
Your phone, your social media, your mind, let go of people.
That's probably what I can't do. It's hard for me to let go of, like, habits. Like, what?
Yeah, like, everything and everybody has a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a cold winter.
Winter is coming tonight. Game of Thrones, girl. Winter's coming.
Okay, Hunger Games. I've never seen that show in my life.
Game of Thrones or Hunger Games?
None of them.
Neither. We just had a podcast divorce.
Oh, man. On the next episode.
Yeah.
We need to watch TVs.
Multiple
TVs and Catch Me Up.
How many you want to watch at once?
Black movies and Marvel movies.
I don't think you're gonna like them though.
What?
Anything. You're not a movie person.
I'm not, but that movie I watched on I think okay.
What type of movie?
That's the thing. So I think like mysterious kind of movies. But it's always like if I see a movie around you, like, and you're watching one, you'll know by the next time if I'm gonna like something or not.
Okay.
Like, if I'm like, dang, that was really interesting. See, you didn't even watch What Happened on Monday.
I didn't. See? All right, I'm gonna watch it.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it.
And then we'll be able to see. And then because of the movie I was watching with the man, he had a heart attack when they went away to the cabin. Gerald's Game on Netflix.
Uh-oh.
Really good. Ooh, that's something new.
Uh-oh. And that's the end of our episode.
Right. Shout out to Thomas for the beats and the ringtone.
Right.
Let go. Let God.
Don't hold it in. Don't hold in your gas. Ooh. Let that go. Because sometimes when you fart in your stomach, it hurts. Or when you hold in gas and you get that gas cramp.
Ooh.
That really hurts.
And you got to start doing all these weird
twists. Yeah. So let go of gas. It'll make you happier. I think. I mean, I'm always happy.
Yeah.
For the most part. That's because I let go of my gas a lot.
Right. She just, you know what? Forget it.
Right. Like, oh my God, y'all smell that? Who did that?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This has been real. It's been fun. Don't quit your jobs. Stay in school.
Unless it's causing you a lot of stress. Oh, yeah. Your health is a lot more important than that paycheck. Sometimes, I guess. I think so. Because if you're dead, then you can't do nothing for nobody anyway.
That's true, but you won't be stressed no more. I'm just playing. Well, don't let the paycheck stress you out. At least find 5 good things that you like about your environment.
That's true. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
AD with the stuff.
Yes.
AD with the stuff.
Right. When you're weighing out pros and cons, just make sure your cons aren't like they're relatable to the job. Now, it takes me 36 minutes to get to work.
I don't like Karen because, like.
Yeah, make sure they're legitimate. Like, okay, I can be getting paid double over here.
Right.
I can have my corner office.
Right, exactly.
You know, stuff like that. See, that's what I did. I'll say that.
Right.
The gains and the
and
the losses were.
If you're an artist out there and you feel like you want a music career and you're 45, I mean, if it makes you happy, then do it. But if you're spending all your money at the studio and you don't have another plan.
And ruining it for your family.
Right, then you need to let that go.
Right, take it. We don't want to go to open mics, okay?
I like open mics.
Me too, but not for the aspirers that are just always aspiring at open mic.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know? Unless you're getting paid, something I don't know about.
Well, we should go to open mic and, like, rap.
We should. Y'all gonna help us come up with the, what the hook gonna be.
We're looking for ghost riders. Writers, not riders.
Ghost riders. Ghost rider. Ooh, we can call up our friends at Sony.
And who?
Sony.
Who was at Sony?
Our friends.
We got friends in high places. Give us a record deal.
Right. We coming for you.
Oh, coming for your spot.
Right. Nikki, watch that.
Twerk.
This sound like Cardi with the braids.
Okay. I need some braids. I need some hair. All right, y'all. So remember, let go, let God, be stress free. Find 5 things you like about your environment, whether it's personal or work or people.
Hey now.
Yeah, and everybody ain't meant for you. You can let them go too.
It's okay to change your seasons a little early too.
Right.
You ain't got to go by this 4-month rule in America.
Right.
Are we the only ones?
Because Africa don't have seasons.
Or I was about to say, are we the only one with seasons?
Well, they have rainy season.
But that's 2 seasons, hot and rainy.
And it's still hot when it's raining.
I want to say it like here. Winter, spring, it's pollen, snow, dry, and leaves, right?
Leaves. All right, y'all. Well,
and we out. Me and you will never
part. We love y'all. Thanks for listening in. We're up to 3,700 listens.
Hey!
We appreciate y'all. Just keep listening.
Keep clicking them buttons. Subscribe.
Yeah, and go follow us because we getting these listens, but I don't know how. It ain't coming from Instagram, all right? So shout out to Anchor because we trying to figure out algorithms. Right. We got to let this go.
Right. Call algebra. Call us, okay?
We need to know geometry and shit to get this right. All right, y'all. Thanks again. We love y'all.
Love you too. See you next week. Bye.